Preach the word.
Preach the word.
In your time in preaching, in your time serving God, you're going to encounter challenges to the soul. They'll often involve people. They'll often involve circumstances that you never thought you would have to face, you never thought you'd have to deal with. But they will rock your soul. I am not sure that as many preachers and as many servants of God as I'd like to think have great souls. Have souls that rest in God. Are people who are continually having their souls restored. One thing I know, and I know it from personal experience, the devil will try to poke holes in our souls. Sometimes the souls will be challenged externally by Satan. But this week in particular, we've also dealt with the internal challenges to the soul. How that the devil over time, through people and circumstances, and just our own personalities, looks for ways from the inside out to poke a hole in your soul. Four axioms, four universal truths. You knew it was coming, didn't you? Four universal truths of ministry of serving God. Universal truth number one. Holy activities
become earnestly habitual.
That's right. The grind. Holy activities can become a grind. Number two. Holiness is not
a condition which we drift from,
but one we can drift from. Oh, so easily. It is slow, subtle, and almost imperceptible. The drift factor. Imagine having someone who has gone some distance adrift in his soul, being the preacher, being one of the shepherds, continuing to teach Bible class. It can happen. It can even happen to you or to me. Axiom number three. God has given every person the right to determine what? If you're a good minister, 1 Timothy 4:6. And if you're progressing as a good minister, 1 Timothy 4:15 and 16. And Michael, while that is something that God allows others to examine, ultimately you and I are concerned about His examination of us. Mm-hmm. Fourth, this axiom, discipline without delight equals
treachery.
Discipline with delight,
devotion.
And you're thinking about your relationship with God, it's hard not to be passionate about it. But when you think about ministry, sometimes you can lose that. Discipline with delight is devotion. Wouldn't it be great that when the time ends for us here on earth, we could gratefully say, God, everything that I said and did was for you. I offer it to you as the one who has saved my soul. An act of service. We looked at some of the subtle temptations earlier that preachers and servants of the Lord especially are going to be facing. And yesterday I looked at five musts or five imperatives for developing a great soul. And I want to share with you five more imperatives in the time that we've got today. And really, if you want to look at the last two sessions, yesterday's and today, 10 commandments for growing a great soul. Okay? So since we looked at five yesterday, let's look at the second five now. All right? The G of P, the gap of prayer. I think the most embarrassing gap in many a preacher's life is a lack of constant communion with God in prayer. The gap of prayer. And if many of those who preached acknowledged it. We spend a lot of time in the Word. We spend a lot of time visiting. We spend a lot of time trying to manage things that are going on in a congregation, perhaps, helping with that. What kind of investment have we really made in prayer? Because I suggest without talking to God, a hole can quickly develop in our souls. You want to avoid holes in your soul? Constantly commune with God. In Luke 3 and verse 21, Jesus began his public ministry with prayer. In Luke chapter 6 and verse 12, Jesus spent all night in prayer before choosing the 12. Have you ever spent the night in prayer before a major decision that would affect lives? And then we look at the end of Christ's earthly life. Seven times Jesus spoke while on the cross. The first, the fourth, and the final statements were each directed to God in prayer. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. My God, why have you forsaken me? Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And then, how true to his life. A ministry begun, continued, and ended in constant communion with God in prayer. In order to keep holes from developing in our souls, the throne of His grace, Hebrews 4:16. Here's another must. You must love to talk to God and pray. I call this one, you must have attunement. Attunement. Many a preacher's life, many a servant, many a Christian's life is out of tune. Attunement occurs by relationship and by listening. Attunement occurs at a very early point in one's life. When we were babies, there was somebody in your life that heard you coo or cry, and they were drawn to you. They listened. Attunement involves relating to people and listening to them. Christians, so the body can be in tune. I wonder how many congregations are out of tune. and largely due to the fact that the preacher or the leaders are not attuned. Jesus listened. Not only did he speak, he listened. One of the greatest rewards and biggest helps in becoming a better preacher, a better servant, will be to develop the ability to listen. Preoccupation and speed prevent attunement, don't they? Third, develop shock absorbers. You're gonna have challenges to your soul. You better develop shock absorbers. In the journey that leads to eternity, there are going to be some of the biggest potholes that can shake your life. Develop shock absorbers for the soul. Philippians 4, 1 through 9 mentions a number. Stand fast in the Lord. That's a great shock absorber. I'm going to hold on to God in His unchanging hand. Be of the same mind in the Lord. Here at Bear Valley, there's a great sense of fellowship and there's a common commitment in Christ to the will and work of God. And isn't that great?
Amen.
And we want to cultivate that throughout the world. A common bond and commitment in Christ to the will and work and walk of God. That's fellowship. Being of the same mind in the Lord, shock absorbers to keep us from allowing holes to develop in our relationship with God. How about verse 4 in rejoicing in the Lord? When the challenges come that rock us, that are seismic, that are quaking to us, victory is still found in Jesus. Mm-hmm. When you get the news that it's cancer, victory is still in Jesus.
Amen.
When you get the news of heart trouble, physically, victory is still in Jesus. Rejoice in the Lord. Even when circumstances and people can be difficult, joy can be found in Him. Be known for your gentleness and reasonableness. Gentleness and reasonableness are shock absorbers. There are a number of things in ministry you just need to ignore. We tend not to ignore things we should and to ignore things we ought not. We get it backwards. I have a master's degree in backwardology. But if I'm going to develop shock absorbers for my soul, I will be known for gentleness and reasonableness and the ability to move on. A shock absorber for the soul in nothing. What, verse 6 of chapter 4? In nothing.
Be anxious
or worry. In everything give thanks. Ouch. I need that shock absorber. It's a must if I'm going to not have holes in my soul. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to be thankful. I am going to think more like Jesus. What a song we just sang. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. And I'll tell you what, in many ways, one of the greatest advertisements for Jesus are Christians. And one of the worst advertisements for Jesus are Christians. Because sometimes the beauty of Jesus isn't seen in us due to the holes of our soul. Think properly. Think on these things. Develop good shock absorbers. Paul is in prison when he pens this. And yet we talk about joy and the mind of Christ and the greatness of the gospel when you deal with Philippians. I suspect that we can do the same thing in our ministry, don't you? Lastly, look at these two. Bless and be a blessing. You must bless and be a blessing. If you would avoid spiritual cancer, if you would avoid these challenges to the soul, holes of the soul, bless. That involves how we speak. Bless. We don't use the term nearly enough anymore, but it's as biblical a term as you'll get. Bless. Do my words bless? Do my words and my actions bless others? Or do my words and my actions curse or speak ill of others? Do my words speak well of God? Do my actions speak well of God? Bless and be a blessing. My wife Cherie's not been here this week, but you know what? Throughout the years, that sweet lady has been characterized by blessing. There are certain terms, there are certain words that really just are kind of a summary of people's lives. When she speaks and when she acts, she consistently blesses. And that's blessed my life. I want to be like that, don't you? You must remember. Remember the dark side of leadership. Bob, you've been talking about leadership all week. We need to remember that there's a dark side to leadership. Mm-hmm. And if we are not thinking about the possibility of these challenges to our soul, we likely have already fallen victim to them. We are going to be challenged because we are men and women of God. And there will be dark sides. Don't act as if it cannot happen to you, that you can't have a hole in your soul. But remember on the other side, I will not be negligent. I will put you in remembrance of these things that you might be stirred up. The good things that God has done for us in Christ. 2 Peter 1:1-11. Ministry's hard. Ministry presents with it some challenges that can rock your life. But ministry is worth it. If I could live 1,000 lifetimes, they wouldn't be enough for the love and grace He's shown me. Stand at the way and look. Ask for the old paths. Ask for the good way. And walk therein. And you will find rest to your soul. Isn't that great? They said nope. We say yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.